USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Jack Frost is arriving early and bringing wintry problems as much of the U.S. is preparing for a record-breaking cold snap. Brian Hurley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The heart of the cold air is really going to be coming down as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. The coldest air in those lowest temperatures are going to be over the northern tier, as you would expect, upper Midwest, upper Mississippi Valley, with those temperatures in some areas near zero or below zero.
The House Democrat who's leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump says he won't let Republicans conduct sham investigations as his committee heads toward public hearings on Wednesday. House Republicans have released a list of people they want to appear, including Joe Biden's son Hunter, as well as the whistleblower, whose concerns about the president's phone call with Ukraine's president shook up Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Authorities in Bangladesh have ordered about 500,000 people to evacuate ahead of the upcoming Cyclone Bulbul. The cyclone is expected to make landfall near one of the largest mangrove forests in the world, the Sundarbans, which is home to the endangered Bengal tigers. A dozen coastal districts are in the storm's path, and seaports are on high alert. The storm could cause wind speeds of up to 75 miles per hour, with higher gusts near the coast. In Japan, there's an outcry over what women can wear to work.
Activist Yumi Ishikawa has become the face of a social movement in Japan, and her feet, always shod in flat shoes, are not just a fashion statement. Shoes are an expression of Japan's male chauvinism, she said. It all comes down to gender equality. Taking a page from the Me Too movement, Ishikawa and tens of thousands of followers have declared war on high heels. Their campaign is Kutu, which means shoe suffering.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The original iconic Marlboro Man has died. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The original Marlboro Man died at his Colorado Springs home over the weekend at the ripe old age of 90, likely because he never actually smoked cigarettes. Bob Norris was an actor, rancher, and father who played the role of a smoking cowboy on billboards, television, and the pages of magazines for more than 12 years. Ad executives first tracked the rugged Colorado native at his ranch in Pueblo, Colorado, after seeing a photo of him in a newspaper alongside his longtime friend, John Wayne. Norris quit the business suddenly after realizing he was setting a bad example for his kids. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Three more toys have just been added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars and trucks, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says of the Matchbox cars and trucks,
we like to think of each car as a key to discovery and the freedom to explore the world.
The three inductees this year were selected from 12 finalists, which had met basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, located in Rochester, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.